This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning. Bright and early in the morning, or dark and early in the morning. Sun's kind of peeking out into the sky, but, you know, it's the early morning show. So, I mean, if you're up with me, you know that the sun usually doesn't come up at this point in the day. If you're crazy like me and you get your day started this early, well, it's happy to be with you. I'm happy to be with you. We're happy to be with you on 93.7 The Fan. Bringing you some sports talk. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's for the average Joe, and the average Joe wants to shop like a pro. The average Joe, you can go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. If you haven't heard by now, YouTube is a thing, prominent with 93.7 The Fan. We got a live stream going every day, 93.7 The Fan on YouTube. Just search us. You'll see the live stream. Subscribe while you're at it, too. We'd really appreciate that. A lot of our content goes there. And, yeah, live streams every day on there. And you can always get our live stream on our website, 937thefan.com. That's 937thefan.com. So if you want to see us this morning, you're welcome to. Adam Crowley not going to be here today. He's out. So you'll just see Dorn and then me through the glass at times, depending on the view of the camera. But yeah, if you want to watch us instead, we've got live streams going, video live streams, again, on YouTube and 937thefan.com. So go watch. It's a good time. Good time indeed. All right, you know what else is a good time? Paul Skeens is just a great time. Pirates win yesterday 2-1 on the back of Paul Skeens, who pitched incredibly well. 6 1/3 innings pitched. Struck out 8. Was not able to get the win because the game stayed tied scoreless through 8. So each team did not score until the 9th. Pirates thankful for an extra run of insurance to thwart a Nolan Gorman home run. It was ultimately not a deciding factor in this 2-1 win. Miles Michaelis, though, for the Cardinals deserves some credit as well. Veteran right-handed pitcher. Went 7 innings, gave up 1 hit, and walked 1, struck out 6. So it was an impressive start from both pitchers in this game. Paul Skeens, 5 hits given up. Not bad. 6 1/3 innings, though, and 8 strikeouts. That's pretty. It's a pretty solid day there. So a great starting pitching duel. Chapman pitched 2/3 of an inning scoreless. Colin Holderman pitched the 8th. And David Bednar gave up the home run. Walked a batter, but struck out 2 and got the save. So, all's well that ends well. And the Pirates, you'll never believe where they are now in the standings. This is the kind of season that the National League is having so far. We'll go over that in a minute, though. 412-928-9370, I'd like to offer the phone lines up to you this morning so we can have a conversation if you have any thoughts on the Pirates, because it's getting real. The playoff push is getting real, and some of you may say, well, it's only June, it's whatever, but also how often before have the Pirates hung around into June? You haven't seen it. This is really a season where any team can get into the playoffs in the National League, so the Pirates separating themselves, the sooner the Pirates separate themselves, the better. And they're getting to that point, another win here. Personally, I always get scared. The two places I get scared when the Pirates go to play is in Milwaukee, American Family Field up there. The Pirates are just really bad playing on the road against the Milwaukee Brewers. They have been historically. And playing at Busch Stadium, home of the Cardinals. Those are the two places I get scared of them playing. But to take a game, to take the first game of the series, that's great. And it's a three-game series. So the Pirates can't get swept now. Very good. You win a game, you can't get swept. Now they have an opportunity to win the series if they can win the second game. You just get ahead of things when you know you're not playing catch-up. When you win that first game of a series, it's great. You're in position. You're in control. Winning that first game can be crucial. So, happy about that. And speaking of the standings, too, talking about where they are and what position that they're in, the Pirates have jumped from last place to second place in the division. Still 6.5 back of the Brewers. The Reds are 32-35, as are the Cubs, and the Cardinals are 31-34. So not all the records match, but they're all 7 games back of the first place Brewers. The Pirates are 6.5 back with a 32-34 record. The Brewers are 39-28. And of the three divisions in the National League, the Pirates, I would argue, have the most competitive division. Just to say that every team is in it in the National League Central. The first place team for the the first place team for the National League Central is the weakest of all division leaders, but the back end of the National League Central is the strongest among those teams that are the weakest. I mean, yeah, the Marlins are 23-43. That's tough. And the Rockies are 24-43. Mets are 28-37. So the National League Central does not have any more 21 teams at this point. The National League East has 2, and the National League West has 1. I think it's illustrated pretty clearly there, too. It's amazing how weak the National League is this year, but the National League Central, it's up for the taking. It's a winnable division. You're only in June. There's so many opportunities more for the Pirates to win games, and I'm excited by it. And in terms of the wild card standings, the Pirates closer in that regard now. They have jumped into the first team out. But they have the same amount of games. They're the same amount of games back as the Giants. They just don't have the same winning percentage. Their winning percentage is slightly lower. The Giants are 33-35 with that final wild card spot. The Pirates are 32-34. So by thousandths of a winning percentage, the Pirates are out of a wild card spot. Well, I mean, they are, yeah, they're the same amount of games back. They just have one or two games less played than the Giants. But they're there. So the Pirates have flopped over. So the Diamondbacks are a half game out, as are the Cubs and the Reds and the Cardinals. So it's still a tight race, but the Pirates, they're still in it, and this is great. And we talked about this a lot yesterday. Ben Cherington sounds like he's going to be willing to add here soon. And that's inspiring to hear. I think that separating yourselves while you can is important. Not every team is going to want to hover in the middle all year. I don't know how many other teams are going to be willing to add, though, based on the resources they have, but the Pirates seem like they have something going now. The offense is consistent. The pitching staff is dominant, and I said this about a month or two ago when they were struggling mightily with the offense, that I don't think that the pitching staff could get them through based on the way their offense was performing before. Now it's all bets are off with the way that this offense is performing now. The offense is doing great and doing well enough. Yesterday wasn't the best demonstration, but even in a game where Miles Michaelis gave up just one hit through his seven innings pitched, and the Pirates got to the Cardinals' bullpen in the ninth, scored a couple, and all in all, the team got three hits. That's less magnificent now that I look at that. Pirates also made an error. I just realized that. That's not great to see. But they also got some walks worked in there as well. You had three walks, one from Sawinski, one from Grandal, and one from Brian Reynolds. Reynolds was on base twice in four plate appearances, so good on him. Love to see it. That's good. But despite getting eight hits, I mean, that's something to consider, too. Despite getting eight hits, the Cardinals only got one run in the ninth inning on a solo home run and lost. The way this offense is performing now, I mean, they're doing the bare minimum, if that. They've had some solid performances this season. This is the first time, I think, too, that the Pirates didn't score at least five with Paul Skeens on the mound. So they actually needed him to pitch well to stay in the game, and he did. So, I mean, the Pirates are set up tremendously right now. Like, they've got weapons. They've got a pitching staff that's doing really well. And the way the offense is performing, the offense is doing well enough. And that's good to see. My concerns before were that the offense, even if the Pirates pitching kept the game within three, the Pirates weren't scoring enough to make an impact and get wins. And that's not the case anymore. It's not the case anymore. It was super inspiring to see that the Pirates only scored two runs in that game, only got three hits, but were able to win because the pitching staff was so shut down. Grateful that Bednar gave up a home run in the ninth inning with nobody on base. That's going to happen. But he got the save, and he looked great otherwise. Pirates right now, I mean, and they're knocking at the door and they've of a wild card spot, and they've got a team that, you know, I would now officially be excited to see in October baseball. They've got a well-rounded team right now. I still think an extra bullpen arm will help down the stretch. They've acquired some guys that may help with that. I'm sad that they designated Jose Hernandez for assignment. Heard that yesterday. That's tough. But all in all, one extra bullpen arm, maybe a more consistent first baseman, and they'll be all right. Rowdy Tellez went 0-for-2 in the game, and then Connor Joe came in to play first base, or moved from right field to first base. Yeah, they played musical chairs in the late in the game. But, yeah, maybe an upgrade there. First base, an extra bullpen arm. They'll be all right. They're a team I want to see in October, specifically now for the starting pitching. You know, I wasn't super excited before because the offense wasn't performing. The offense is now doing its part. And it's inspiring to hear that Ben Cherington may be interested in adding, because they really are. They're one or two guys away from really separating themselves from the rest of the teams in Major League Baseball. He's going to find the right guy. He's going to find a guy that makes sense. Hearing Vladdy Guerrero Jr.'s name out there, that excites me a little bit too. The Blue Jays would have to be willing to part with him, and the Pirates would have to be willing to part with some guys in their future. Cherington also said, though, he doesn't want to mortgage the future. So it's just going to be interesting to see. It's going to be interesting to see what moves get made. I hope they make some, though. I hope they make some additions so that they can separate themselves. They're on the brink. They're there. They're in the race. And you can take advantage of a weak National League if you can come through here and continue to win, or maybe win a little bit more and go on a stretch. I think Adam Crowley illustrated it best last week. Just go on a run. That's all you got to do, is just go on a run. Get 6 to 9 games in a row, a couple sweeps. And he'll be in prime position headed into the All-Star break. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show, talking about the Pirates this morning. If you want to react, you're welcome to at any time, 412-928-9370. We can still talk about the Steelers as well, too. Mike Tomlin got his extension. That's still fresh. If you're frustrated about that or if you are supportive of him getting an extension, you're welcome to call me and talk about that, too, 412-928-9370. And you can talk to me on X at Callis underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. And again, my name is Nicholas Harry Callis. I'll be right back after this break. You are listening to the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Fan. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet on Washington Road in McMurray, or you can visit and shop online at sunchevy.com. Today, it's going to warm up a bit from temperatures over the last few days. High of 80 degrees today, low of 53. Clear skies expected tomorrow. High of 87, low of 56. More clear skies expected. Friday, about a 40% chance of rain. High of 79 in those early projections. But that's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It was rather chilly this morning, and it has been rather chilly over the last few days, so haven't been too thrilled about that. Waking up and going out into the dark cold is not fun. I want the summer weather, and I want it now. Oh, the weather's been fine. I'm just being dramatic. But my name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's The Fan Early Morning Show, walking you up to The Fan Morning Show pre-show, which is at 5:40. Doran Dickerson hosting, Adam Crowley out. So you can look forward to hearing that. So this is the pre-show to the pre-show, as it's really called, the Fan Early Morning Show. The pre-show to the pre-show that preludes the Fan Morning Show. So, very good. You want to talk to me, you can, 412-928-9370. I've got plenty of open phone lines this morning, open for discussion. If you want to talk about Paul Skeens and his dominance against the Cardinals yesterday, 6 1/3 innings pitched, 8 strikeouts, 5 hits given up. You're welcome, too. You can also talk about Mike Tomlin. It's still fresh. He's on a 3-year extension. That was announced on Monday, so you're welcome to call me and talk about that. If you have any thoughts still on that, you're welcome to. And the Penguins, yesterday a report came out. They hired David Quinn to be the immediate replacement for Todd Reardon, who was let go about a month ago. So a lot to talk about. Penguins are getting back into the news with that hiring. Just looked at Dan Bylsma as well. He was doing an interview. We have NHL Network on here, and he was doing an interview. He got hired by the Seattle Kraken. Not that that matters to the Penguins anymore. It's interesting to see his face back into things after not coaching for a little while there. But call me, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X if you have any comments, but you don't want to make a phone call, or you can't make a phone call right now. You can always type out your comments to me on X at Callis underscore 33 is my handle. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. And I usually respond to those, at least in written form, but I read those in the air sometimes as well. All right, phone lines are starting to buzz. 412-928-9370. Get yours before the show ends. And we'll start with this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
Dave.
Dave, what's up?
Nothing. I just wanted to say what your thoughts were on how the Cardinals were able to challenge a foul ball, which was catcher's interference, which it totally was, but we weren't allowed, the Pirates weren't allowed to challenge a foul ball, the other day.
I didn't see this play. Explain that one more time, how the Cardinals were able to challenge a catcher's interference.
Well, they challenged it in the ninth inning last night, a foul ball. They challenged a foul ball, which in turn was determined to be catcher's interference, and it was. But the game was over. I mean, they were starting to shake hands. The game was over, and they challenged it as a foul ball.
Oh.
And when they looked at it, it turned into being catcher's interference. So Bednar had to come down and get another out.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for the call. Yeah, I didn't see that, so I can't quite speak on that right now, but I'll take a look at it. I'm sure Doran and I will touch on that if it showed any significance. I'm not sure why that would have happened. Maybe they didn't challenge the foul ball. Maybe it was called a foul or a foul tip or something, or a foul tip into the mitt, and then they found out that the bat hit the glove. I think that's possible. So maybe they challenged that it was catcher's interference in that situation. I mean, I'm really sure that you can't challenge one thing and then a determination be made on something different. So the Cardinals had to have known that there was some sort of catcher's interference there. And I guess that, you know, there was tangible evidence that the ball hit the glove and they could call it that. You know, now how that relates to the Pirates and how the Pirates couldn't challenge that, you know, the bat hit the ball. And got away from the catcher. That's beyond me. I don't know. I can't tell you. Life's not fair. That's my only response to that one. 412-928-9370. Take one more caller here real quick. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, Nick. This is Sean in Imperial. Wanted to talk a little Steelers, if that's all right.
You got about a minute, so go ahead and give me your thoughts.
All right, yeah, just a really quick prediction. So we're obviously... there's a vacancy at wide receiver 2 or 1, however you want to call it, depending on how you view picking. I'm going to put it out on the airwaves that we're going to trade for Davante Adams in the next 30 days. If you look up his contract, I believe this year he's under contract for about $25 million, but pretty hefty price. Then after this year, there's an out in his deal. In the following year, he's due $44 million. So he's essentially a rental player. I see us trading maybe a second or a third round pick, maybe Corey Trice on top of it, Davante Adams.
All right, Sean, thanks for the call. Davante Adams, that's what Sean from Imperial thinks the Pirates are going to, thinks who they're going to acquire in the coming months here. Training camp starts next month, too. I think that's crazy. But time is certainly flying. We're in the middle of the baseball season. Training camp's on its way. And sports are plentiful right now in Pittsburgh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. the logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.